At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
The truth is out there, and it's a lot darker than you think. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
It was a quiet February morning in Kissimmee, Florida, when the first whispers of something terribly wrong began to stir. 13-year-old Madeline Soto didn't make it to school that day. Her mother, Jennifer Soto, thought she was just running late, but as the hours dragged on, it became clear that something far more sinister was unfolding. Madeline wasn't just late. She was missing. Her mother's boyfriend, Stefan Stearns, was the last person to see her alive. He claimed to have dropped her off near school that morning, but as investigators would later discover, that was only the beginning of the lies. By the time February 26, 2024, turned into night, the hope that Madeline would be found safe was fading. Days later, on March 1st, her body was found in a wooded area, not far from the family's apartment. She had been strangled, and the gruesome truth behind her disappearance began to emerge. Now, almost a year later, the man accused of ending her young life is set to stand trial. Not once, but twice. Stefan Stearns, a man once trusted by Madeline's mother, now faces charges of sexual battery, child pornography, and murder. It's a case that has sent shockwaves through the community, with many asking how something so horrific could have gone unnoticed for so long. On Monday, a judge scheduled two trials for Stearns in 2025. The first, set for February, will address the disturbing charges of sexual battery and possession of child pornography. The second, in September, will focus on the most harrowing charge of all, murder. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for Stearns if he is found guilty of taking Madeline's life. To understand how it all came to this, we must rewind to the beginning. Back to that dark morning when Madeline was reported missing and the investigation that followed began to unravel years of alleged abuse and deception. The disappearance and murder of Madeline Soto. Madeline Soto was reported missing on February 26, 2024. Her mother, Jennifer, had tried to pick her up from school that afternoon, only to learn that her daughter had never arrived. Panic quickly set in, and Jennifer reported her daughter's disappearance to the authorities. But what was initially a missing persons case soon took a darker turn. Investigators turned their attention to Stefan Stearns, Jennifer's on-again, off-again boyfriend, after learning that he had been the one to drop Madeline off that morning. Or so he said. In the days that followed, law enforcement uncovered evidence that would shock the community. Stearns had more than just a questionable story. Investigators found over 1,500 disturbing images and videos of child sexual abuse on his phone, many of them featuring Madeline. The discovery led to his immediate arrest on charges unrelated to her disappearance. But as the investigation deepened, so did the horrifying realization that Stearns had allegedly been abusing Madeline for years, long before that February morning. On March 1st, 2024, the case reached its tragic climax. Acting on a tip, search teams discovered Madeline's body in a wooded area in St. Cloud, Florida. The coroner's report was clear. She had been strangled. The investigation now shifted from a missing persons case to a murder investigation, with Stearns at the center of it all. As the pieces of the puzzle began to fall into place, a disturbing picture of Madeline's home life emerged. a life that in hindsight may have been a prison from which she could never escape. Stearns' relationship with Madeline and her mother. Stephen Stearns wasn't a stranger to Madeline or her family. He had been a part of their lives for several years, dating Madeline's mother on and off. What might have seemed like a typical relationship between two adults harbored a much darker truth beneath the surface. And according to court documents and interviews conducted with both Stearns and Jennifer Soto, Madeline often slept in the same bed as Stearns. It was something that Madeline's mother, Jennifer, didn't find particularly unusual at the time. During police interviews, she even admitted that Stearns would sometimes snuggle with her daughter, a fact that raised no alarms in her mind. But now, in light of the evidence gathered, Jennifer's claims of ignorance seem hauntingly naive. The abuse, it appears, had been going on for years. Investigators found explicit photos and videos documenting the abuse on Stearns' phone. Even more disturbing was the timeline. The sexual abuse dated back to at least 2020, when Madeline would have been just 9 years old. And there was more. Stearns had allegedly attempted to reset his phone on the very day Madeline went missing, an act investigators believe was meant to erase the evidence of his crimes. Fortunately, they were able to recover much of the data, which formed the backbone of the charges against him, the legal proceedings and trial dates. As the investigation continued, the evidence against Stearns mounted. In addition to the sexual abuse and possession of child pornography charges, prosecutors hit him with a murder charge in April 2024 following the results of Madeline's autopsy. On Monday, a judge set two trial dates for Stearns. The first, scheduled for February 2025, will focus on the dozens of charges related to the sexual abuse of a minor and the possession of child pornography. These charges stem directly from the explicit material found on Stearns' phone and hard drives, many of which featured Madeline. The second trial, set for September 2025, will address the charge that has gripped the community, the murder of Madeline Soto. Prosecutors have made it clear that they are seeking the death penalty in this case, a reflection of the severity and premeditated nature of the crime. If convicted, Stearns could face the ultimate punishment for the alleged abuse and murder of the girl he was supposed to protect. A deeper look into Stearns' life and behavior. In the months since Stearns' arrest, more details about his life have come to light, many of them unsettling. Friends and acquaintances have painted a picture of a man with odd and often disturbing interests. According to interviews conducted by the podcast Gray Hughes Investigates, Stearns was known for his unusual behavior, including collecting children's toys like Tamagotchis and lightsabers, well into adulthood. Some of his friends even described how Stearns kept bottles of his own semen, a bizarre habit that only came to light after his arrest. But it wasn't just his odd hobbies that stood out. Stearns had a history of substance abuse issues, particularly with Adderall and marijuana, and his erratic behavior had caused concern among those who knew him. His parents, Deborah and Chris Stearns, have spoken publicly about their son's troubled past, recalling a traumatic accident during his childhood that they believe may have contributed to his mental instability. According to them, Stearns' personality changed dramatically after being hit by a truck twice in the same incident, resulting in what they suspect was brain damage. Yet, despite these concerns, no one, neither his family nor his friends, seemed to suspect the full extent of his dark side. The evidence found on his phone, combined with the tragic outcome of Madeline's murder, has led many to question how such heinous acts could go unnoticed for so long. The role of Jennifer Soto. Throughout this investigation, one question has loomed large. What did Jennifer Soto, Madeline's mother, know? Despite being in a relationship with Stearns for several years, Jennifer has maintained that she had no knowledge of the abuse her daughter was allegedly enduring. In interviews with law enforcement, Jennifer admitted that Madeline often shared a bed with Stearns, but claimed that she never thought anything inappropriate was happening. Even when confronted with the evidence of the abuse, Jennifer expressed disbelief, insisting that she had been oblivious to Stearns' actions. Jennifer Soto has not been charged with any crimes, but her role in this tragic story continues to raise questions. Could she really have been unaware of what was happening in her own home? Or did she choose to turn a blind eye to the warning signs? These are questions that may never be fully answered. A community grieves and waits for justice. As the legal process moves forward, the community is left to grapple with the magnitude of this tragedy. Madeline Soto was just 13 years old, her life brutally cut short by someone she should have been able to trust. Her death has sparked outrage, not just in Kissimmee, but across the nation, as people struggle to comprehend how such a heinous crime could have been committed. For those closest to Madeline, the upcoming trials represent a chance for justice, though no court ruling can bring her back. The Beach family has remained relatively quiet in the media, choosing to grieve privately as the legal process unfolds. But their loss is palpable, a reminder of the innocent life that was stolen far too soon. As February 2025 approaches, all eyes will be on the courtroom, where Stearns will finally face the consequences of his alleged crimes. And in September, when the murder trial begins, the world will watch as the details of Madeline's final moments are laid bare before the jury. In the end, this case is about more than just the charges against one man. It's about a young girl whose life was stolen from her and a community seeking answers. As the trials play out, one thing remains clear. The truth, whatever it may be, will finally come to light.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.